Well, yesterday marked the final day of September, and the USDA was full of surprises, as according to their National Ag Statistics Service, there were 824 million bushels of old crop corn and 141 million bushels of old crop beans in storage. Quarterly grain stocks report show that corn and soybean stocks stored in all positions were down some 17% from 2012. Obviously, that's a pretty large decline. However, it's not as large as most of the market had expected for corn.
NASA estimating 824 million bushels stored as of September the 1st. It's 17% below that level at the same time last year, lowest September level since 1996. But a lot of folks expecting a much smaller number there. So probably the biggest surprise in the reports today is that corn stocks level, as I mentioned, just a bit higher than what most people were expecting.
Now, Horning says one of the reasons why there still is a lot of corn in storage is because we probably fed out more wheat because it was less expensive.
We certainly knew there were price incentives to feed wheat, but there was a smaller hard red winter wheat crop, which usually reduces that feeding. But still, we had a very strong feed and residual number for wheat for the summer quarter, which is an offset in some ways to the corn feed and residual for that quarter.
And Horning says another reason for the less-than-anticipated decline was the fact that it looks like, for whatever reason, several producers kept corn on the farm.
Farmers, it looks like, particularly in Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, in some of those areas where they had pretty good, better corn last year, held on to some of that stocks they had in bins. So that just left a lot more corn on farm than people had expected going into this report.
And as far as the soybean number, well, probably the biggest disappointment there was the fact that we haven't been moving a lot of beans.
There are 141 million bushels, 17% below the previous year. On-farm stocks for soybeans actually up 3% from the previous year, but off-farm stocks off sharply, down 23%. Looking at the disappearance for soybeans from June to August, 294 million bushels. That is the smallest June to August disappearance since 1989.
But in response to this report, we saw some pretty substantial declines on the Board of Trade, with December corn off 12.5 cents at 442 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. March corn off a dozen at 455 and one quarter of a cent. Beans down substantially. November off 37 at 1281 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. March down to 1265 and one quarter of a cent, while December wheat dropped 4.5 cents at 679 and one half cent per bushel. On the dairy scene, Class 3 prices, October down $6 to $18 even, November up $4 to $17.75, and December gains a penny to $17.12. Mixed day on the cheese market, blocks up a penny and a half to 176 and one half cent per pound, barrels off a half and 171 and one half cent, while AA butter's at $1.61. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 70 to 85. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 69. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 111 to 119. Holstein steers, 96 to 107. Replacement bull calves, 65 to 150. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. And colored beef calves, 175 to 265. And as far as our barrels and gilts, 58 to 68. Market lambs, 120 and down. Feeder lambs, 123 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agriculture front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.